Hello, you! Before you listen to this episode of Being a Microsoft Intern, keep in mind that all views expressed on this podcast are my own and do not represent opinions of any organization which I have been, am now, or will be affiliated. Thank you! Hello, Anchor, this is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to my daily podcast. And welcome, welcome to episode 15 of Being a Microsoft Intern. Hello, guys. You just listened to the disclaimer. This is a disclaimer we're gonna have in every episode of Being a Microsoft Intern, because I want to make sure that everyone who has listened to this understands that this is a personal project of mine. It is not associated at all with Microsoft. This is just me sharing my journey of being an intern at Microsoft, how I'm adapting to this new world of actually working for a company. You know, it's my first time being employed by an actual company, what it's like to be an intern there at the tech company, at such a big global company. And it's just me sharing that. It's not me as the PR and social media manager of Xbox Portugal, and it's not me as an employee of Microsoft. So what I want to talk about for today's episode is related with Microsoft's Christmas party. It was maybe two weeks ago, I think, not sure, but it was in Convento do Beato. And since most of you are not Portuguese, I'm gonna explain to you what Convento do Beato is. So the translation for Convento is convent in English, so it's like church style thing, almost like a mini castle, I would dare to say. And this place is like a place where you usually do, like, where you would spend your New Year's Eve, for example, you know, say hello to 2018 in a place like this. So it's a very, very fancy place, very big, where there are big parties happening. So that's where our Christmas party was. But let me tell you more about it just in a few seconds. So there's a Christmas party, right? The first thing that I thought, okay, this is awesome, Christmas party. My first Christmas party with a company, but what am I gonna wear? That's the first thing. And for, I guess, in a way, maybe I have a little bit of social anxiety in these occasions, because since, like, there was like this kind of, in Portugal, we don't have a prom in high school. We have something like very close to it. And I didn't go. I wasn't interested, because I thought, you know, buying a dress just for an occasion and buying shoes just to wear it once and then never do it again, it was not like a smart thing to do. But I guess in a way it was also because I didn't like to be dressed that way, and I was very anxious on how I would dress to make sure that people would not make fun of me and that I would still be comfortable with myself. So there's all these discussions going on inside my head that make me just want to avoid these kinds of formal events. And in uni it was kind of the same way as well, although I did go to one of the galas, the first one, which I really did enjoy. But yeah, throughout my life, wondering what I should dress for events, at least these really, really formal events, has been stressful for me. On normal events, I'm not the kind of girl who just, you know, lays down all their clothes on their bed and It's like, oh my God, what am I gonna wear? And then you dress something and, oh no, I don't like it. Then dress something else and then invite your girlfriend to come over and check out the dresses with you. But no, never like that. But yeah, I was struggling on thinking what I should wear. But then I actually talked with people from the company, from Microsoft, who told me, no, it's pretty chill because family's coming over. Even before our Christmas parties would be at another place besides like Convento di Beato, they would be at Microsoft itself. So they would leave their work at around 6-7 and then join the party instantly because it was at our offices. So it's pretty chill, Anna. You don't have to worry about it. So that helped me a lot, but I had already stressed too much about it. So the party was on a Tuesday, and on the Monday before, right after work, I went straight to downtown to find the perfect clothing to wear. And I wanted to wear I wanted to wear a skirt and this kind of sweater, very fluffy white sweater that would remind people of Christmas or like New Year's Eve, some kind of thing like that. But as always, you can never find the things that you're looking for at a store. Even though I had seen these items before, couldn't find them, so I ended up going with something else. But that ended up being much more like universal, and I've been wearing it besides that. So it still looked acceptable in my terms, but I've been able to wear the clothes in other things, in other events, and in just normal day at work. But yeah, have you struggled with this before? I think a lot of people have, some more than others. And I think it does get better with time, you know, as I progress in my career, I will have more and more of these events. So I'll just have to adapt. So I had the clothes, so it was only a matter of time and a matter of going to the actual event. So I took an Uber from Microsoft to the place where it was the party, to Convento Beato. And then, you know, already the place from outside, it looked so big. It was already kind of scary in itself because it does really look like a castle. It's a little bit cold inside. You know, people just want to get their jackets off. It's a party, yay! No, it's actually kind of cold. So I didn't do that, at least in the beginning of the party. And then there was like a Santa Claus where the kids could take pictures with, and there was like a cocktail room where people was just chatting, and eventually they opened up the main room, which might be the room where you see in most YouTube videos when you search for Convento di Beato. So it's like the main room where there's a stage. This is truly when I felt the impact of my Microsoft Christmas party, because the place was a little bit decorated with Microsoft things, so you could really feel that it was Microsoft party, and there were so many people in that room. And then there were along the dinner, and then after the dinner there were some shows, including we had this really popular Portuguese artist that came over and sang just for us. So it really was one of those moments where I felt blessed, you know, where I thought, you know, being an intern at Microsoft, it's pretty damn amazing. Because when you think about another company that I would be in, which doesn't matter if it's better or if it's not better, you know, there's always a bunch of things that you have to consider. And for some people, it might be good, some people might be bad, but just the way the dinner was so big, I thought there's no other way where I would have a chance to be part of a company dinner this big while as an intern for another company. Probably there's very, very few Portuguese companies that are as big as Microsoft and that would throw a party like this. So I truly, truly felt blessed. And it was just a great moment to be there, you know, with my colleagues as well, and not be in a context of work, and also seeing the manager, seeing everyone celebrate, and everyone being, you know, just super proud of the work that we had accomplished, and the fact that we were closing a cycle in a way as well. Great place. And then we, after the performances, then obviously there was a DJ, and there was the dance floor opened up and everyone was dancing. Most of the older employees, which are still, yet again, I tell you, not that old. Some of them, you know, the ones that had families, left during that time because they weren't getting the kids home and everything. But, you know, obviously the interns stayed, and it was party time. Although there was still a work day the next day, people stayed in. And there's always two very critical moments which I believe make you change your opinion on something, or make you make an opinion on someone. And first one is when you first see someone eat, which I have seen most of them eat before. And the second one is when you first see someone dance. And sometimes you have this idea of someone, oh, they're super shy, they must not dance very well, or might not be comfortable on the dance floor. And sometimes it's the other way around. And sometimes there are very, very confident people who keep doing lame jokes all the time, and then at a party, they don't want to dance at all, just wanna, you know, talk to people and keep making the same jokes. So it was also very, very cool to see some of my Microsoft colleagues, friends, dancing for the first time, and what kind of songs they liked, what kind of songs they didn't like. But yeah, that was it. That was the party. And then I just Ubered home with some other friends. But one thing that really stood out for me in this Christmas party is something that I call the teacher syndrome. And this is something that most definitely you felt before, because you were a student at some point in your life. But the teacher syndrome, it's something that I invented. I don't think this concept actually exists, or if people call it this way. But what I mean is, you know, remember when you were a student and you thought that your teacher didn't have a personal life? You know, your teacher was just a teacher, right? You don't really see teachers as people who have kids, who have families, who have a house, who have dogs, who wash their hair, who go to the toilet, who have to wash dishes, who have to take care of their older parents. You know, you don't see teachers that way. You see teachers as someone who arrives at school, who does classes, and then go home. They check out exams and they correct your exam, and then they just go to sleep. That's how you see teachers. In my case, I actually saw it a little bit differently, because my mom is a teacher. My mom is an English teacher for high school. Because I had a mom who was a teacher, I really knew the actual reality of a teacher. And they're just like us. But still, you know, here at Microsoft, the people you work with, especially like your managers, people who are not your like direct horizontal colleagues, but like the people who are in a higher position than you, you really feel the teacher syndrome. You feel like these people, they work really hard, and you're so impressed by their work ethic and how they know everything, and they know who they should talk to and everything. And you see them so focused on their work that sometimes you really forget that these people have families, they have kids, they watch TV, they go to football games, they play video games. So, and at this party, it was really like a wake-up call in a way. Because I was at the party, and this was a Christmas party where people were allowed to bring their families in, which is also something really, really awesome. So if I was married and had kids, I would bring my husband, and I would bring the kids too. And that's like something really cool, I think, at least for a company. And that is something that is not very usual, I would say. But that, you know, you would see them holding, some of them had like really, really small kids, because Microsoft is a company with very young people. So you would see them holding their kids, and their kids would be like, I don't want it, but yeah. And they would have to take care of the kids and then bring them around. And then there was this room just for the children, where they had lots of activities just dedicated to them to make sure that they would have also the best experience at the party. Seeing them, you know, leaving their kids there and like worrying if they're gonna be all right. And you could really see it in their faces that some of them weren't comfortable on leaving their kids there on their own. So you could really feel that. It was just so funny and so crazy. But yeah, keep in mind, the people you work with, your managers, your bosses, they're just people. And to close today's episode, I'd like to leave you with the random thought, not the random thought of the day, but the random thought of this episode, which is, have you ever thought about how the people that you hang out with at a party influence your experience at the party? Because obviously we've all felt that way when, I don't want to go to the party because my friends aren't coming, or they're not cool people to hang out at the party, so I'm not going. But the question is, when you go with a group of people at a party and then suddenly you find another group of people or just one person and then you hang out with them for the rest of the party, isn't it crazy to think how the party could have had a totally different story, totally different impact for you when you change the people who are you with at the party? I don't know, I just had this random thought. Okay guys, this is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Being a Microsoft Intern, and I'll see you very, very soon. Have a wonderful 2018. See you there. Bye.